Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
With the primers, baby.
You gonna love her to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
She the blue dress song.
Not long, all right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that rock and roll, you
a big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
I'm ready, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back, close your eyes.
You sugar pies and honey bunches, you get on in here and join us. Crank up that volume. We're going to put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, man.
You're going to love it today.
Oh! Oh, man, pleading with your eyes, going to make you zombie.
Now, you darlings, you get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. We want you to get that pelvic affiliate of yours and sit down on that love seat. We're going to take you down memory lane today, and we're going to lay some of these great rock Christmas songs out of the late 60s and early 70s on you. Up first, we're going to take you to L.A. The studio was Gold Star, the backing band, the incredible Wrecking Crew, and the vocalist, none other than the great Darlene Love. Now you dollars better get ready out there, because it's time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman's Christmas special.
Yeah. taking you back in time as we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Iceman, cue it up, baby. Now, what very cool piece of vinyl are you gonna lay on us next? Oh, great song, Iceman. If all you garage rock kids, this is one of the all-time great Christmas songs out of the 60s. The year was 1961. Here she is, the one and only Brenda Lee.
Go home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
It's a psych out.
Hey, Iceman.
Hey, Dickie Lee, what you want, baby?
Well, you were spinning that track, baby. We just got a call in from Captain Mike on the bat phone. And he said he's been reading some very intellectual material lately. The Hollywood Inquirer. And it's some research that these garage rock heads need to know. So, Mikey, take it away, baby.
Yeah, baby. Coming to you high on top of the Guarantee Towers downtown Fresno. Wait till you hear this one. I was reading the Hollywood Inquirer yesterday, and it said in a recent survey, garage rockheads from San Francisco were asked if taking psychedelic drugs during the 60s affected their hearing. 24% said yes, 9% said no, and the rest didn't even hear the question.
Mikey, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby. I know we're sitting here. I don't think we heard the question. Do you mind repeating it, please? Lord have mercy, Iceman. Maybe we should go get our hearing checked once again. Now, what are you going to lay on us next?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oops, wrong song, Iceman. Now, I know you were dumpster diving out there a few moments ago. Why don't you lay another one of those great Christmas classics out of the 60s on us? Don't you forget that you're moving in the groove of some of these Christmas songs with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. And up for you right now, we're going to do a little bit of Chuck Berry. And Rudolph, you better run, baby, run.
Way too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down. Rock and roll electric guitar.
I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Attack of the Lumpy Bits.
Just pull yourselves a little closer and feel the lumpy bits.
And Dallas, if you could feel those lumpy bits, well, let me break it down in scientific terms. You're getting fat. And Iceman, I hate to ask, man, but you look like you might have a few extra lumpy bits. What are your measurements?
What am I? Let me see. 42, 75, 87.
Well, Iceman, don't feel bad, baby. I think that my smooth six-pack has developed into a full-fledged pony keg. Cue it up, Iceman. What are you going to lay on me next, man? Now, we want all of you dudes and dudettes to promise the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, that you're going to get together during this holiday, and you're going to get with that doll in years, sit on a sofa in front of a fire, and do a lot of smooching. In fact, this is a song you can do it to. This track was written by Kenny Sinner, a dear friend of ours, who tells us all about how Christmas time is here. Up for you right now, The Brimmers.
The windows on the sidewalk give off the glow the yuletide is on its way. There's laughter from children on the avenue.
Clothes off, Mama, throw them in the air!
Taking pictures, the city sounds that Christmas time is here. The hustle and the bustle of the streets in late December. There's a feeling of excitement in the air. When time stands still throughout the land, people strolling hand in hand, the sounds of carols sung for all to share. It's Christmas. The city lives with the sounds of joy. From helping hands to toiling, the streets give out the hope of Christmas cheer. The city gets close this time of year. When people are just people and not to be forgotten, remembering that Christmas time is here. When people are just people and not to be remembering.
Wow, what a cool track written by the keyboard player for the Brimmers, Kenny Sinner.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
Remember 63, it was a very good year.
That's right, darlings, it was a very good year, and we hope you're really digging in some of these very cool Christmas tracks from the 60s. Up for you right now, we're going to go to December 9th, 1963. That's when this track was released. Brian Wilson decided to write some lyrics with a Christmas theme and then put it to the melody of Little Deuce Coupe. Well, this is the result. Here they are, the Beach Boys.
Let me call it Old Saint Nick, but you're walking to a bargain with the first beat stick.
gone and falling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with the Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Huntington Beach and that West Coast California sound, the Pendletons for you. But you just might know them by their later name, the Beach Boys.
Turn it up now, baby. You're gonna smile and win. Dickie Lee and the Iceman, they understand.
Right, darlings, you get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby, because we're going to get those old records off the shelf, man, and we're going to lay some good old good ones on you. But most important, we're going to bring some smiles to your ears.
The memories are here.
Lordy, lordy, Iceman, that bat phone is ringing again, baby. Let's see who's on the line. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Maureen from Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Iceman, it's Maureen on the line, baby. And Maureen, I gotta tell you, baby, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, we love Point Pleasant. Iceman, I see you jumping and down, baby, but Maureen can't see you. Now, Maureen, the Iceman, he told me he wants to sing a song especially for you. So go ahead, Iceman, and hit it.
Are you ready?
I know the gal, yeah, Ruby is
you tell
name.
Her, Iceman.
Is that you, Ruby?
I don't think so.
Now, you sure, darling? You think real hard about that.
No.
After all, you might be having one of those aromatherapy moments and having difficulty focusing, man. So are you sure?
Positive.
Well, Ruby, thanks for calling in, darling. We really do appreciate it. And we have a song right now, especially for you.
Get naked, baby. Bye.
Oh, yeah, this'll do it, baby. A little bit of that Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band.
Christmas just isn't gonna be the theme this year.
Well, why is that?
Cause Santa's got a brand new band!
What you want?
Hey, can I do a howl?
Well, go ahead, give me a howl, baby!
Ass man, you got some people calling in and want a howl, baby. I think we need one more.
Hey, I can howl!
I might give me a howl!
The best music!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is a boogaloo?
What is a boogaloo?
Yeah, man, I don't know.
What
is something that everybody should have.
Bye!
Hey, we want to thank all you listeners for calling in out there, man. It sounds like you're having a good time. And especially Karen and Pat, who are at that office Christmas party. And you know what, man? I think they've been drinking a little bit too much of that eggnog, baby. Now, you two dollars, listen up out there, because we're going to lay a head-banging song on you right now from a group from across the pond. Here they are, the Sliding Rocks.
Get naked, baby.
My oh my, Iceman, that phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line.
Hi, Dick. Darren. Just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody.
Here's my story. It's sad.
Get ready, darlings, because we're going to take you back to one of Dion's first big hits. The year was 1961. Here he is with Dion and the Belmonts. And, baby, tell us all about that runaround Sue.
With every single guy in town.
Now come on, all you dollars, join in, baby. It's hand clapping time.
Whoa.
keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. Put my missing lips and a smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa.
Listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
That's right, Darwin's, it's vinyl time. And we hope you're enjoying some of these great holiday songs out of the late 60s and early 70s. Now, before we go on, the old Iceman just kicked me, man, and he said to remind all you dudes to get that lady of yours. Sit down on that sofa in front of a fire and get all comfy. Put your arm around her and whisper sweet nothings in her ear.
Take your clothes off, Mama, throw them in the air.
Well, Iceman, I was thinking of something else, baby, but I guess that works too. Up next, we're going to spin a gold track for you by a singer, songwriter, and musician. He hailed from Puerto Rico. He released over 50 albums, and this was his first album, one of the title cuts. See if you can remember this one right here.
Próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
What a great sound. Jose Feliciano for you. Welcome back, Garage Rock heads, and as I always say, this is my favorite segment of the show, when we're able to talk with some of the great architects of rock and roll music out of the 60s and 70s. Today we're going to feature a great guitarist out of the late 1950s who had a tremendous influence on all of us rock and rollers. He introduced us to the power chords and also distortion. His name, Link Wray, and the group he had was Link Wray and his Rayman. In 1958, he had a smash hit that sold over 1 million copies, and the hit was called Rumble. Now let's join in and hear Link as he talks about how he got the idea for the song. And man, is it ever a funny one. So Link, take it away.
Oh, well, Rumble, I have to say that I have to thank a little 17-year-old girl who's now a grown lady. Rumble was just a little instrumental I did when I was doing record hops with a TV disc jockey in D.C. And we were doing these record hops, and a fight broke out, you know, and I started playing instrumental to the fight, you know. And we went into the studio, everybody started, you know, saying, hey, man, play this song again. And I didn't know what I was doing because I was just making fun of the fight, you know. And the kids said, hey, play it again. So I said, oh, maybe I've got something here. So we went to a studio on a one-track, that's all they had, you know, and recorded it, you know. And then I tried to sell it to all the major labels, and they said it was a piece of crap, you know, they didn't even like it, you know. And then this year, a young girl who had a party, her father, you know, he took it back to New York with him, you know, and she had a party one night, you know, and so they all took it out and was playing for the party, you know. And so she took it to her daddy. Her daddy happened to be Archie Blair, you know, of Cadence Records. You know, she said, Dad, what's this? He said, it's just a piece of crap I picked up in D.C. He thought it was crap too, you know. And she said, well, I think this crap is going to be a hit. So he put it out, Rumble Scrumble, who cares as long as it hit, you know. It was a big record for me.
Now, you garage rock heads, you got to remember out there that this was 1958, and selling 1 million copies of a song was unheard of. Another thing that was unheard of was that when Link recorded this track, it was in a studio that only had one track. So, Link, tell us about it.
Yeah, only one track. Yeah, me and my brother Doug, and he played drums, you know, and my brother Ray played rhythm guitar, and my cousin Shorty, it was a family thing, you know. Played bass, you know, and we went in and cut it 3 times, and we did another song on the other side of it called The Swag, you know, it means just stealing money, you know, and I put it out not knowing the recording business at all, you know, because I came from a Christian, you know, Southern, you know, upbringing, you know, so I mean, I've been playing at churches, and I was playing at carnivals, and I was playing anything, you know. And I didn't know what the recording business was, you know, and all of a sudden everybody's saying, how does it feel to have a hit? I said, I don't know. I don't know what a hit is, you know. So it was totally new to me, you know.
Up next, now listen to Link as he talks about how he started playing music and also who he learned from.
I started when I was 8 years old, you know. I was taught by a black man called Hambone who was raised up in the circus. You know, he didn't even know never knew his parents. And the circus raised him, you know, and he could play everything, you know. And he taught me how to play the blues, you know, and I started off from there. And then I started paying bands, you know, to let me sit in with them so I could get better, you know. And I started listening to people like George Barnes, Grady Martin, Les Paul, Chet Atkins, and Tal Farlow, and Johnny Smith. That's all the people I listened to, you know. There was no rock and roll then. No, there was no influence at all. When I was raised up in North Carolina, I was listening to black music because the white pop music turned me off. It was soda pop, you know, so I didn't dig it at all, you know. And I was listening to the black music part of it, and that's what I was listening to in the churches. And you know, you go to a church, and that was rock and roll men in the churches, you know. Well, then my father bought an old Maybell guitar for my brother if he passed his grade, you know. And my brother, he'd rather play football and baseball than play the guitar, so I just took it up and started playing it, you know. And that's, you know, it was just a God-given talent, you know. He just gave it to me, you know. And I just picked it up and I loved it, you know. And it's been my life ever since, you know. My first electric guitar was an old DeArmond pickup that you stick in the hole, you know. And I played the jazz combos, a 5-piece jazz combo, and it got boring to me, you know. Then I played in a 40-piece band. I was the only person in a 40-piece band that couldn't read music, you know. And I played in that, that got boring to me. And then I got in this Western swing, you know. I was down there with the Grand Ole Opry guys, you know, playing with them, you know, Ernest Tubb and Hank Williams and all those cats, you know. And that got boring to me. And so I just started playing what you call now rock and roll. I was taking the old country songs, you know, and jazzing them up rock and roll style, you know, which nobody, you know, nobody knew what I was doing at the time, you know. And there was another young guy, you know, down in Nashville, Tennessee, doing the same thing that I was doing. The only difference is he got a Colonel Tom Parker and became a millionaire, you know.
A year later, in 1959, Link scored with another smash hit. It was called Rawhide. But once again, it was his great guitar playing, that introduction of these power chords into distortion, that hooked all of us teenagers on his sound. Listen to Link as he responds to finding out how many hundreds of thousands of guitar players he has influenced.
I'm very honored that all these big guys, you know, who are millionaires, and which I am not, you know, but I'm very happy. Like, I'm living with my wife in Denmark. And I've been a very happy guy, you know. I've gone through a lot of pain, you know. My two brothers I told you about, they just passed away. I'm the only one left in my family, you know. And but I've been very happy, you know. I've met a lot, I've met people like you in the business, and I've met people that I didn't like in the business. But the music is the real, you know. Everything else that surrounds me, you know, I take with a distance. But the only thing I don't take with a distance is my music, you know. And my music is alive, and I'm alive, you know, and it'll always be alive.
Up next, listen to Link as he talks about some of the influences of his, especially in the country field, such as Chet Atkins.
Well, I never could play as good as Chet Atkins. I tried to play clean like he did, you know, and Johnny Smith and Tar Farlow, they're all great musicians, you know. I don't consider myself a great musician. I just consider myself a average guitar player who looks for sounds. I knew back in the old days I never could be a really good clean jazzer, a good even clean country picker. So I was looking for sounds. That's how I made Rumble, you know, sticking holes in tweeters, because at that time you didn't have the electric boxes that you got today, you know. And I was taking hose pipes from the outdoor horns, the drivers from the outdoor horns. I'd put it in my mouth and go to the microphone and go wah, 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 and get a, you know, all kinds of different sounds, because I had to make them up then, you know. And I knew I couldn't be a good picker, so I was just looking for different sounds. But I still look for sounds. Even with electric boxes today, I still look for a certain sound that I like to go with me, you know, when I play, you know.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
You've been listening to an interview with a great innovative guitar player by the name of Link Wray. And up for you right now is that smash hit of his out of 1958. And baby, you better get ready. It's time to rumble.
You know who it is.
I love you guys.
Now your radio's up.
You guys are so awesome.
They play a nice variety of music.
I love the music they play.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for doing this show, Dickie.
A lot of big air hugs and to all you darlings out there. We really do appreciate it. And if you want to hear a record, you get a hold of us right here at this station, man. And the Iceman will go out dumpster diving and he'll find that record and then we'll spin it for you.
Get naked, baby.
Bells will be. Well, Iceman, while that last track was spinning, man, Mary called from Sacramento, and she said she would like to hear this great Christmas track by Dion. So get ready, Mary, because we're going to put some smiles on your ears, darling.
My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then New.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Who is this, baby?
Hi, Dick. This is Tony Orlando.
Anything special for the folks out here in the West Coast?
Oh, I sure do, Dick. And I'd like to thank everybody that's listening to you right now for making the year one the happiest of my life.
Many thanks to Tony Orlando. And a little factoid for all you garage rock heads out there, that a member of a Valley garage rock group called the Sedate Sunshine Colony, Pat Erickson. Well, she was a backup singer with Tony for many, many years. Now, don't you darlings forget that you're moving and a-grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And we hope you're enjoying some of these great holiday tracks from the 60s and 70s. Up right now, we're going to go back to 1975, man. It's time for The Boss.
What time? Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard? Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? Or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa
thinking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good for goodness sake.
You better be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not try. You better.
Iceman.
What you want?
It's time for our Christmas spotlight dance. Now we want you to go over to that lady of yours, take her by the hand, and go out on the dance floor, man, and stand underneath that mistletoe. Up next, don't you forget that it's smooching time. Put your hands around her waist and squeeze her real tight, and then whisper some sweet nothings in her ear.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dream I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just want to wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. I just one wish on this Christmas.
Out of 1970, the angelic harmonies of the Carpenters.
I were with you. I wish I were with you.
Listening to the soundtrack of your life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song like totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's the man.
It's awesome, funny, random, doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
I love to listen while I work.
Give me a howl, baby!
Now, you darlings better get ready because the Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we're going to lay a good old Christmas song on you right now that I bet you haven't heard before. This was out of 1967. It was shortly before his death. Here he is, the one and only Otis Redding.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. Feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life.
Garage Rock heads, you listen up out there, baby. Now listen closely, because the Iceman has a quote from Alice Cooper that will help you on your workout routine. Now go ahead, Iceman, lay it on us, man.
Are you ready?
Iceman, I love that, baby. Oh, man, that's a way to get the juices flowing out there. So come on, all you Garage Rock heads. Let's do an exercise with the Iceman right now. Stand up now. Come on, you can get up. Get ready. I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to let it fly. It's guaranteed to kind of clear out those lungs of yours. Here we go. One, two, three. Ah, don't you feel better now? Now go over and kiss that sweet, lovely doll of yours. But before you do, I recommend that you wipe off that chin of yours. Well, darlings, once again, that old clock on the wall says it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to boogie. Now, we hope you've enjoyed some of these great Christmas tunes from the late 60s and 70s. Now, our going home song today is another original Christmas track by the Bremmers. I know we recorded this a number of years ago on one of our holiday albums. But before we go, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, man, we want to take this moment to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And don't you forget about that mistletoe and all that smooching, man. I want to hear all about it, so you give us a call during that next show. And also don't forget to join us next week when we'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, man, and we'll have another new show for you. Until then, we'll see you on the flip side.
How can you tell
bad when we're feeling blue. I've got to know, that's why I'm asking you. Are they really flying reindeer? Is Rudolph's nose aglow? Why do they call him Saint Nick? Does your house sit on a pole? Is Santa's workshop full of bells, making all the toys? Mrs. Santa Claus, I've really got to know. Does Santa take vacations when it's not Christmas Eve? I'll bet he's told you lots of stories about little kids like me. Does Santa have a favorite show he watches on TV? And what's his favorite song? And does he like to sing? Why does Santa work so doggone hard for all us girls and boys? I'm trying to figure out the reason he likes spreading joy. And for taking care of Santa, well, there's one thing you should know. Mrs. Santa Claus, we really love you so.
Keep shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist, do the word. And if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!